Playing for Real by Patricia Angardi.
The recording of this book was made possible by a donation in memory of the late Mr. L. G. Hillier of Harlow, Essex.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Jenny Tremaine humped her daughter higher on her hip and peered round the darkness of the barely lit railway station. Blackout and elimination of place names were all jolly fine, but enough was enough. English people as well as German parachutists were likely to want to know where they were on occasions. She tried, but failed, to remember the ins and outs of Penzance Station from childhood memories, so made for the one all but obliterated hurricane lamp she could see. The ticket collector was as old as the hills. Obviously all the young ones had been called up. "I have to get to Zenor," she said. "Is there a taxi?" "Taxi, me dear?" The aged man seemed to be reading every word of her ticket before tearing off the return half. "It's late for taxis." "I know it's late. About an hour and a half late as it happens, but I still have to get to Zenor somehow." She was exasperated, tired and hungry and extremely cold. "I can't carry you, Joanne. You're too heavy. Stand there close to me and don't move." She let go the suitcase and bag and teddy bear, so that they slid to the ground along with her protesting daughter, who clutched her skirt and tried to climb up her leg. There was a breaking point quite near, Jenny decided. "We have to get to Zenor," she said again. She was shown a telephone and a directory and given the name of a taxi firm. And before too long, she'd bargained with the cab driver.